Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5
QIK. I love having fun at drive-thrus, at fast food drive-thrus. I love it. 99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. We should do all kinds of stuff there before they put video cameras in the drive-thrus, like have all kinds of fun with the people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we did this one segment years ago called Air Horn Man, where we'd go up there and we'd start ordering, and then we'd hit an air horn in the middle of it.
Oh, my gosh, be like, people's poor ears.
No, it wasn't for the ear. It wouldn't hurt their ears, but it'd, like, cut them off.
Yeah.
But then the person who hit the air horn would be like, what was that? Then the drive-thru attendant was like, I don't know. What was that? Then they'd start again, and they never got through it. And then we did some where we would order everything on the menu, see if they'd make it, try to guess the total of it.
Yeah.
Then we would do drive-thru karaoke, which was good.
I've never heard of any of this stuff. Wait, why? We need to do this again.
I was back in the day.
Okay, back when you didn't get in trouble.
Yeah, you had fun. Yeah. Yeah, it was before they put the cameras up at the drive. Then they're like, then they got cameras and they're like, sir, we see the air horn. Oh, God.
Busted.
Or they'd be like, sir, we have your license plate. I'm like, all right, this isn't fun anymore. We're not doing this anymore. But this guy, he had a lot of fun. He went to a drive-thru and he started singing his order, wondering what the drive-thru attendant would do back. Here it is.
Can you take your order, please?
Can I please get to McFlurry?
Anything else, sir?
I'm all good. Thank you.
Drive-thru to the window.
Thank you so much.
Faux
show.
Sure.
Bye.
What did she say? Faux show or something? Faux
show. Sure.
Bye.
Faux show.
Faux show.
That's great.
Faux show.
Bye.
Hit the high note on the bye. That was great.
Singing. I love that she went along with it.
Yeah, singing at the drive. You know, when American Idol first came out and they would do those, they would kind of do these little, like, segments of people practicing out front.
Yes.
Before they got in to perform for, like, that kind of is what that sounds like.
It is.
They would just go up to somebody like, you know, give us 10 seconds, and they would do it. And that's kind of what it sounded like to me. So, congrats on that guy. He got us two McFlurries and entertained us all. So, great work, man.
Deep Fried Nashville, 99.5 QIK.
Man, what is going on with Eric Church and Garth Brooks? Eric Church totally throws shade at Garth Brooks.
Uh-oh.
So, you know all the drama that's been going on with Garth winning the Entertainer of the Year, and a lot of people were all upset?
Yeah.
Well, I guess, I don't know, people are starting to take sides. People are starting to dig in. And
still, it's been over a week.
I know, that's what I thought, but people say now that everyone's picking sides. We have the audio here. This was Eric on stage. Kevin, it's really hard to hear.
It's very hard to hear.
What's the quote that he has that he says about...
I believe he says, I know Garth didn't do it this way or wouldn't do it this way. It's something to that effect.
Ooh. Yeah, we'll play you the piece of it, although it's very hard to hear, but at least I just want you to know that it's true that he really did throw shade. And you hear the crowd, they pick up a little bit. It is impossible to hear it, but he did take a shot there at Garth. Man, Eric and Garth, if somebody asked me, I said they're like lifelong friends or something, I would think. They seem like, I don't know.
And it just seems weird to be in any sort of beef with Garth Brooks. You know, like, he just seems like a likable guy, both of them.
Yeah, or Eric. Also, John Party, man, we've got weddings. This was like the year of weddings, of babies in country music. John Party, they have picked a date. You know, he's getting married to his fiance, Summer. It's going to be in May. It'll be in Montana. And the reason why Montana is, John Party says, I want a non-sweaty wedding.
Can't blame him. Who does?
Usually Montana, we went and checked, in May, temps are in like the 60s.
Oh, perfect.
So,
there you go.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's dry out there, so he doesn't really have to worry about, you know, sweating, I guess, and that's what he doesn't want to worry about. So there you go. That's John Party not having to sweat, and Eric Church, who can't stand Garth Brooks. Who would win in a fight?
I don't know that he can't stand him. Stop creating drama.
Who would win in a fight?
Oof.
Eric.
Yeah, I would take Eric, too.
God, that's me, too. And you guys waited a lot longer than I would have waited. You know, that's Eric, 100%. All right, I'm going to count this as I'm not crying, you're crying, because we should be crying at this. This is great. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Everybody loves The Rock, right? He's fantastic.
Everybody loves him, yes.
He's one of those figures that it's hard to find anyone that doesn't like The Rock. He just, whatever it is about him, everyone loves The Rock.
He's a likable guy.
So there's a little boy, he's 3 years old. His name's Hiram, and he's battling a very acute cancer. It's a leukemia. And he says the only thing he gets strength from is watching The Rock, the character Maui in Moana.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so The Rock finds out about this and goes, wow, my character gives this kid the strength. And he's fighting this just unbelievable uphill battle. So The Rock makes Hiram a video telling him to be strong. Here's a piece of it.
I heard that you love a movie called Moana. And I also heard that you watch Moana almost 10 times a day because the character you love, Maui, gives you strength. It's a map of the victories I win. Look where I've been. I make everything happen. Look at that minion Maui just tick-a-tick-tapping. What can I say except you're welcome? Stay strong, and thanks for inspiring everybody around you, Hiram, including myself.
Oh, my gosh.
The entire video, I tell you, it's about 3 minutes long, is on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. Go check that out. Super, super cool. I think even if everything's going good for you right now in life, this is a good thing to watch and just go, wow, even The Rock took a few minutes to say, let's recognize someone who's got a massive challenge on their hands and they're doing it. And he's 3 years old.
Yeah, suddenly your day doesn't seem so bad
anymore. Exactly. Great job, Rock.
Well done. Love him. Yet another reason to love him.
Exactly. I'm not crying. You're crying. I think it counts.
Yes.
I think it counts.
So cute.
So we're all pulling for Hiram, sending him all the good vibes today. But that was very awesome. It's 99.5 QYK. Old Dominion, that's old school Old Dominion. Snapback, 99.5 QIK. Isn't it funny you say Old Dominion, now old school Old Dominion? Doesn't seem like they've been around long enough to have an old school stuff, but they do.
Yeah, love that song.
They're great. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Okay, so 2019 strikes again, y'all.
You say this at least
I know
three times a week.
How could you not? It's the stories get more ridiculous. Let's go to Burger King, everybody, where, you know, the impossible burger making some noise. This is a burger that's meatless. It is not made of meat.
Yep.
And a lot of people have tried it. I've actually seen stuff on YouTube and other places. I don't know if it's real or not. I think it is. It comes off as real. We're meat eaters, guys who love meat, try it, and they love it. And they're like, this is really good.
Yeah, the Impossible Burger is great. I've had it.
Yeah, and so I think it's pretty good. Well, there's one guy who's not happy about it, and he's gotten together with a bunch of other people. They're suing Burger King now because they're saying, here's the deal. Here's the deal. The Impossible Burger,
yes,
is flame broiled on the same grill as meat burgers.
Yeah.
Therefore, it could be what he's calling contaminated with meat. And Burger King hasn't done anything to protect vegans from meat. So the vegans are...
But did they ever claim that it was vegan? I don't think that they ever did. They said it's a plant-based burger, but it has mayonnaise on it, which is not vegan. And
Philip Williams is his name. And he believes that they have advertised it as a vegan alternative to the meat burgers, but yet they expose the burgers. So this is, it's unprotected vegans is what he's saying. The vegans are unprotected from the meat.
Okay, this guy gives vegans a bad name. This is ridiculous.
Ooh, that could be your, that could be your parody song. You give vegans a bad name. Who did that? You give love a bad name?
Bon Jovi.
Oh, yeah. Do it real quick to see if you... No, come on, please. This is
you
great.
You give vegans a bad name.
Oh, yeah. That's good. There's something there. There's something there.
I think I'm putting up the mic. There you go. I've retired. That was my line. Yeah, it was quick-lived.
Oh, man. All right. Well, anyway, so vegans getting a bad name. Now, you are vegan, but you've tried this burger. You like it.
Yeah,
now,
I just got it with no mayo.
Right. So then it is truly vegan. Well... Okay, so it's cooked on the same grill, even if that's true. I mean, come on, there's a point where that grill's like 9 million degrees anyway. Like, what?
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with that. Some people aren't, though. Some people don't even want it prepared on the same surface or anything, so it's just to each their own.
Yeah, but should you sue a guy?
I don't think he's going to win that battle.
I've tried this, too. It's pretty good. I mean, I did notice the difference, but it wasn't a bad difference. I knew it was different, but it wasn't like a letdown.
Remember when we did the taste test in here for 4th of July, and I gave you guys all the...
meatless hot dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you guys you did end up guessing which one was plant-based, but, I mean, it was close.
But once again, it was not a letdown.
No, it's delicious.
It's still good. Wasn't,
I mean, I noticed it was different. And I think when people do these taste test challenges, they're like, that one's different. I could, right, okay, it's different, but do you like it?
Right.
Because it can be different, and you believe it or not, things can be different. You can like different things.
Yes, it's hard for people to understand.
So this is going to court. Burger King is going to fight this. They have no choice. I guess they're going to have to fight this. But it's a class action lawsuit, which means he's representing other people. This guy, his attorney, they're representing a large group of people, probably all vegans, I guess, and that they cannot cook them on the same grill anymore. So
you give vegans a bad name.
You know, out of that whole thing, the fact that we came up with a new song, that's the win right there.
There you go.
That's the win right there. It's 99.5 QIK and Cole Swindell is on. What's sort of the rules on step-parents and how you're allowed to kind of manage step-parents? 99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. My dad was in town over the weekend. We did a early Thanksgiving because he won't be here for Thanksgiving. The kids wanted to do it.
Aw.
It was really cool. And the weather was great. The weather was like total Thanksgiving. It was Saturday. It was freezing. I mean, it's like freezing. It was crazy cold.
Freezing, says the now Floridian.
Yeah, it was freezing. Well, so my dad is remarried. My mother passed away when I was young, and he's remarried, so stepmom.
Mm-hmm.
But there are things about the stepmom that drive me crazy. As I think it happens with a lot of step-parents, right? But then you go, gosh, I don't think you can manage it like you would manage a normal thing. So she loves to eat chips,
mm-hmm.
but she really eats them loud. And I'm like, gosh.
And this bugged you that bad?
I'm like, Vicky, could you just don't chomp your chips? Because
did you really say that to her?
No, I didn't. But I wanted to.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to teach my kids to eat right. I always tell my kids, and for anybody listening, I think it's really true, some of your biggest things in life will be over food. Job interviews, a lot of times dinners, lunches, meeting your possible future in-laws will be over a meal.
Probably,
it's just we do that a lot. So you should eat well because you're going to be judged, I think, on your eating habits.
So keep your mouth closed while you're chewing.
Don't chomp, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So she's doing it, you know. And it's too late for her, man. It's not like she's going to stop doing this one day.
Mm-hmm.
But I was trying to be like, you know, and so I told my wife, I was like, I got to tell Vicky to stop chomping her chips. It's just, really, it's inappropriate.
Inappropriate? And she goes, I don't know that it's inappropriate.
No, it's totally inappropriate.
Okay.
And she goes, you can't, because, you know, it's kind of a stepmom situation. You don't have the same, that was your mom, then you could say it. I'm like, really? And she goes, yeah, it's totally different because it's going to put your dad in the worst spot. He'll have to defend her, even though he probably agrees with you. But if it was like your mom.
Of course, you'd be like, Mom, keep it down.
Right, and he could totally take your side.
Yes.
Because it's, you know.
Oh, it is. It's two very different things. You can absolutely, I agree with Melissa, you can tell your mom to stop chewing your chips so dang loud. But the stepmom, I don't know.
See, I almost thought it would be the opposite, where you'd have more opportunity to tell the stepmom, hey, we don't do that in this family. And she's like, no, that's not how it works.
I think I don't know. It just depends. Because I could definitely tell my stepdad to stop chewing so loud. He's like my dad. So, I mean, I don't have a problem with it. But if you don't see her that often, you guys don't kind of have that relationship, I could see where it would be awkward. And I wouldn't say anything.
Just suck it up. I was trying to get one of the kids to say something. And they wouldn't do it either.
You're using them as your pawns?
I was like, Trey, ask Vicky to stop chomping so loud. And he goes, are you serious? And I was like, yeah. I was like, isn't it annoying you? And he goes, no. And I'm like, well, just pretend that it is. Because it's annoying me. And he wouldn't do it.
Using him to do your dirty work.
Yeah. And then I asked my wife to do it. And she's like, you're crazy. There are guests. And I'm like, they're not guests. They're family. It's different.
It is different.
It is different. It's like if they're friends and they're just visiting, you don't say that. But if family, it's hard to say family guests. So
do you always notice people's chewing? Is that your thing?
Because
there is some sort of, I don't know that it's a phobia, but people have issues when they hear people chewing.
Oh, all of a sudden, this is my problem. This is great.
I'm just saying, all of a sudden,
people have horrible manners and I'm at fault here.
If nobody else noticed it or cared, I'm just saying you may have that thing where you really notice people's chewing. And
the way she was going at it, I think people notice, but I just don't think that they would say it like I would. I just have a hard time not saying things,
yeah,
especially when they're the truth. When you hide the truth, it's just, what's the point?
Well, boring. So did you hide the truth, or did she just keep chomping?
I actually thought about grabbing chips and doing the same thing, like, but oddly times 100,
yeah,
just to see if she'd get the point.
I don't even think she would notice.
I don't think she'd notice either.
Yeah.
So, and I don't even really eat chips that much. So I was like, this isn't even fun for me to do that. 800-992-1099. Maybe you got a thing in your family. Are the step parents, are they kind of immune from what regular parents would be? Do you call them regular parents, I guess? I don't know. I guess
your birth parents.
Okay, that's right. That's right. All right. Step parents versus birth parents versus regular parents. What are the rules on that?
I don't think there's anything. There's no such thing as regular parents.
I think you're absolutely right.
No one has those.
But man, you should see her and hear her eat.
I can imagine. Dude.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Something else. Luke Combs, even though I'm leaving, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, so my stepmom was in town over the weekend, and we did an early Thanksgiving because my dad, they won't be in town for the real Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So kids want to do a fake Thanksgiving, which was awesome. It was a lot of fun to do it.
Aw.
Well, so my stepmom, she eats, like, potato chips. She chomps them really loud, started to drive everybody crazy. And I asked my wife, I said, do you think I can say something to her? And she goes, no, if it was your birth mom, you could, but step-parents, it's different rules. You have to stay away. And I'm like, man, that must be nice to be a step-parent. You are totally protected from any criticism, any, you know, even just giving you a little bit of advice or something. Nope, you're a step-parent. You're immune. You can't get it.
I think it all depends on the relationship that you have with your step-parent, but I can understand how it's not like you get to see her all that often. So then to criticize the way that she eats the one time she's visiting, I could see why you wouldn't want to do that.
Well, I was going to do it as a joke. Like I was going to come up with something.
Yeah.
But then Melissa's like, don't do it. It's going to come off bad. Then I tried to get one of my kids to do it. They wouldn't do it. Nobody would do it. The dogs turned on me. They wouldn't say anything. So I can't depend on anybody in that house anymore. Thank you to Jessica in Tampa, who has diagnosed me with misophonia on our text line.
That's
at 800-992-1099. Good job, Jessica. It's the hatred of sound, but generally refers to the hatred of human sounds. So eating, smacking or chewing gum, pens clicking, or even people who breathe loud. Wow.
Do any of those things annoy you?
I think they all do now that I'm misophonia. It's called misophonia?
Do you have it? Yeah, misophonia.
Misophonia, never heard of that.
Kristen says it's a good thing she doesn't slurp her soup. That would annoy her, but as long as it's not that and it's just the chips, it's not that bad.
Ooh, Dana texted in. My ex-husband makes a slurping noise when he eats buffalo wings. Ugh. I'd leave.
Okay, that's disgusting.
Oh, I've moved before in a restaurant. This wasn't long ago. Guy was eating wings and I moved to the other side.
So you probably do have this misophonia thing.
Oh, this guy was awful. And then he did what I call, he gave his fingers a bath with his mouth when he was done eating.
No!
And I was staring at him. I'm like, I know I'm on a hidden camera TV show right now. I have to be. It's called, like, how much can he take?
Yeah, like boiling points.
Right.
Do you remember that show?
Yeah, how much can he take? And it's like this guy who was me, they were watching me, and I was watching the guy, and I'm like looking around for the cameras. I was like, I bet you it's behind a picture or behind a TV or something. I'm like, this is insane. Then I realized I wasn't on a show. So I moved to the other side of the bar. and I was sending my wife video, and she was like, pay your tab and leave now. That's gross.
It's funny you say that, because Angie and Brandon asked. She was like, wait, did he record it? They wanted to hear how it sounded.
Oh, no, you don't. You probably could hear it, and you didn't even realize what it was on Saturday. Like, you could probably hear it wherever you were.
That loud.
There were aftershocks of some hurricane. This is me. Earthquake somewhere, and it was her eating the potato chips. So
man,
we felt it.
Well, good thing she doesn't listen in the morning.
Yeah. Well, she wouldn't be able to hear anyway.
She's eating
breakfast. Yeah, she can't hear it. It's crazy. Anyway, great text. But we do step-parent anyone. I couldn't take it. This woman said she stopped dating a guy. He was a great guy, but he didn't know how to eat without his mouth open, and she was out. She said, it doesn't matter if it's a step-parent or a birth parent. You've got to let them know what's up.
Man, but if you really like the guy, you can't get him to close his mouth.
She said she walked away. Great guy, too. No, you can't. Maybe you have. Welcome to the world of
misophonia.
Misophonia. Man, I guess I'll tell people that when they sit next to me like that. Like, I have misophonia. You're driving me crazy. It's QYK.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QYK.
Jeff Dunham tickets. Jeff coming to the Amalie Arena on March the 7th. That's what we're playing for right now. Cheryl and Renee are our contestants this morning. Cheryl, you were the ninth caller. We're going to start with you first. We're going to give you 5 seconds to name one thing in a category that we give you, Cheryl. After you do, after you name one thing, Renee, you'll have 5 seconds to respond with one thing. And then you guys will just go back and forth till the first person runs out of names. All right, let's put 5 seconds on the clock.
All right, here we go.
It is Tuesday, yep. Which begins with a
T.
T, as in Tuesday. So, Cheryl, name things with the letter T. Go.
Turkey.
Truck.
Ticket.
Toe.
Toboggan.
Totem pole.
Taxes.
Talk.
Tuesday.
Thanksgiving.
Taxi cab.
Tomato.
Thumbtack.
Tree.
Tryout.
Thursday.
Five seconds has expired. Renee, congratulations.
Congrats.
You got these Jeff Dunham tickets at Amalie.
Yay.
Congratulations, Renee.
Thank you.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QYK.
You be the judge. Do you hear what everyone else says they hear? This congressman is talking. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to bias people listening, but listen to this.
Predicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard from...
Kevin's...
Okay.
Kevin's cracking up.
I am.
Kevin went right back to third grade. Yes. It's hilarious. So did Melanie. She can't.
Well,
she's gasping for air, too.
It's just shocking because he's denying it. He's
to
saying...
help him cheat an election.
Denying what? We haven't even established what we're talking about.
Okay,
to help
on.
Him cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard from...
One more time.
...predicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard from...
He even pauses.
By the way, this segment has nothing to do with the impeachment hearings. In case you're not hearing what we think you're hearing, you're like, oh, Ukraine, blah, blah.
Ukrainians to help them cheat an election.
Yeah,
and the complaint that I've heard.
The congressman is denying that we all heard what we heard.
Yeah, he's denying that he passed gas.
Typical congressman, by the way.
Yes.
They're denying that we all heard what we heard.
National television.
An election. And the complaint that I've heard from.
Okay, did you hear it, Melanie?
Oh my gosh, I absolutely heard it. There's no denying it. He pauses. He even says, like, well, he does it and then continues on with his sentence.
Even
he pauses.
His face, you can tell that he did it. Even his face when you watch the video.
An election.
Oh, even his voice. Listen to, like, the little pause. Hold on a second. Let me go back to the sort of beginning. Okay, here we go.
...dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election.
There's a pause, and he sort of gasps for air.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like...
Yeah, he had to, like, push it out.
He was going, there's no way anyone's hearing this.
Oh, everybody's hearing it.
To help it him sounded cheat like...
an election. And the complaint that I've heard from...
It's so obvious, right?
It sounds like the mic was on his butt.
Yes.
Honestly, I mean, it's Mike. So loud.
All right, so if you heard it, text us 800-992-1099. Tell us what you heard. If you didn't hear it, text us that you didn't hear anything and you don't know what we're talking about. One more time.
Predicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard from...
Even you're again, laughing now.
Again, he's... I am laughing. He says he never did anything. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Denying.
That's insane. Jordan Davis, he's on now. It's QYK. Oh, man, I try to stay away from sad news. Scary news, too. Eric Church, monsters. Monsters are scary. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, now the sad news. Oh, Chuck E. Cheese, they're killing off the animatronic bands. You know,
Oh my gosh, I thought you had actual sad news.
That's sad.
Tell me something worse than that.
So many things.
This is right before the band would play and the lights would go off. The curtain would come up. And Chuck E. Cheese had his own band. Oh, man, it was one of my great childhood memories. I think everybody was sitting there eating the pizza at a birthday party.
I mean, everyone remembers those creepy characters, but I don't remember that intro. When did it become like Monster Jam?
Oh, it's been like that forever.
Really?
We've had our kids' birthday parties there, and they've been doing it for a few years.
And when that happens, all the kids, like, they look over from playing the games, and they run up there.
To the front of the stage.
Yeah, and then the monsters there playing their drums, and everyone's
doing loved it. The mouths never actually matched up to the words of the song, and they're so robotic.
Don't kill my nostalgic memories.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter. They're gone.
But it's gone. They're taking them all out. They said they just don't connect. The bands don't connect with kids anymore. And so they're going to fill it with other more interactive things.
The one, we take our kids to the one that's on Dale Mabry in Tampa, and they've already gotten rid of the band. It's gone.
So what's there?
What they have is like this thing on the floor. It's interactive. So the kids like, you know, jump on it and, you know, it's like fish or whatever. And then the fish move. Like it's like you're.
Oh, I've seen that before.
It's like interactive. They have like TV screens at the top. Yeah. So it's not the same.
Bring me the band back.
I'm with you.
I'm with the band.
They still have pizza and the Carvel ice cream cakes. They still have those, right?
I know they still got the pizza.
100%.
I don't know about the Carvel ice cream cakes. That is a good question because they kind of went hand in hand.
That was the best part.
Yeah, that was part of it. And I remember growing up, and then that was the place for a while to have a birthday party.
Oh, heck yeah.
And then you'd look around, but they sold pitchers of beer. So the parents would be drinking pitchers of beer at Chuck E. Cheese. I don't think they have beer anymore.
Yes, they do.
Oh,
they definitely
have
beer. Well, I apologize. Don't get upset with me, okay?
They definitely have beer still.
I'm glad he's in a different room. He would have come across this table. Yes, they do.
Do you have an unlimited pass to Chuck E. Cheese? How does this work? It sounds like you go often.
You can either pay for so many credits, or you can do by how much time you want to go. If you want to go play for an hour, you pay for an hour, and you can play as many games
as you want. This is an hourly thing? Okay.
They do have that option. Yes.
Okay. Anyone ever has a question about Chuck E. Cheese? Forget Google. Text us. Kevin will respond. Oh, yes, they do.
99.5 QIK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
South Carolina, where two DMV employees are under arrest. They had created this little business while working at the Department of Motor Vehicles.
Okay.
And people were paying them to allow them to skip the line and get their services a little bit faster.
A fast pass at the DMV. Sign me up.
Just get on right through, skip the line.
Yes.
So this was a 21-year-old and a 42-year-old that came up with this idea. And they're under arrest. Some people said that they would wait in no line at all. And then they would call their friends and say, hey, ask for Allison or Robbie. Give them any amount of money you can, and you will be able to skip the line.
Oh.
Well, word got around town, and the
can't do that.
South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles got involved, arrested both of them for taking bribes. And this is a felony. So,
oof.
Not good.
I will tell you, though. I mean, you know, they say in every successful business, you do have to identify a need.
Yeah.
I would say line skipping at the DMV is a need. There's nothing worse than getting there, and they print you out that ticket, and let's say you're, like, number 35, and they're on number 3. And you're like, oh, boy. I mean, I know everybody would take a 20 out of their pocket if you could save an hour.
Yep.
Just going to say,
everybody.
$20, and I could skip the line, fast pass situation, absolutely.
It should be, like,
open
table for restaurants for the DMV, where you get online, and they book you at the quickest one, and you just show up.
Well, you can make a reservation, but you still have to wait there when you get there.
Yeah, you get there, you still got to wait.
Yeah, I'm like, why did I even sign up online?
Wouldn't that be great? You go to the DMV, you're like, hi, I have a reservation. It's for one, and it's for a...
And it's immediately. I need to get a new tag now.
Reservation for one, immediately now. Well, those two are under arrest. Great business idea, though. It's just, it's illegal, so that was the tough part.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.